Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 117 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be discussing a topic I love to call industry. And my anchor scripture today is going to be from the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 to 10. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 6 to 10. I'll read from the New Living Translation. It says, "And now, dear brothers and sisters, we give you this command in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Stay away from all believers who live idle lives and don't follow the tradition they received from us. For you know that you ought to imitate us. We were not idle when we were with you. We never accepted food from anyone without paying for it. We worked hard day and night, so it would not be a burden to any of you. We certainly had the rights to ask you to feed us, but we wanted to give you an example to follow. Even while we were with you, we give you this command: those unwilling to work will not get to eat. Those unwilling to work will not get to eat." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So what is industry? Industry just means, you can call it being industrious. It just means to be diligent and hardworking. And if you look at this text we just read, Paul was saying that first, you need to stay away from a person that is idle. An idle person is literally a person that is not industrious. They are idle. So they literally have all this time available in the day, but they are not spending time fulfilling purpose. The Bible says, "Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom." So if you're numbering your days, you're doing everything you can to live a high yield life. You're doing everything you can to make the most out of your days. Because many times people on this earth, they live as if they have unlimited time on earth. And that's just not the way it is. You don't have unlimited time on earth. You have a very defined amount of time. One day, the Bible says, it is appointed unto man to die once. After that is judgment. Right? So the thing is, if you are wasting, if you're numbering your days, if you're like, "Ooh, okay, I don't have much time left," you're going to be living your days with a sense of urgency, with a sense of industry. You're going to be industrious. You're going to try to fit in as many useful activities into your day as is possible. Again, I'm not saying you should never take breaks. Even God wants us taking breaks. But breaks should not be your day-to-day schedule. No, that's not being industrious. So again, I'm encouraging you today, be diligent, be hardworking in what God has called you to do, right? You're not supposed to be living an idle life. You're supposed to be busy in well-doing, in fulfilling your calling as a child of God. God did not put you on this earth for no reason. He put you on this earth for a purpose, right? He values industry. Again, if you look at the parable of the talents, there was the 5-talent person, the 2-talent person, the 1-talent person. The 5 and the 2-talent people, what did they do? They were industrious. The things that God deposited in their lives, they engaged them for his glory. The 1-talent person went and buried it in the ground and was sitting around, idling around, doing nothing, not being industrious. And that thing he had was taken away from him. But the people that were industrious, they were given more responsibility. They were blessed more. I'm telling you, one of the principles of promotion in life is just being industrious, being diligent and hardworking. The Bible says, "Seest thou a man that is diligent," right? That's a person that's industrious, diligent in his business. The Bible says he will stand before kings. He will not stand before mean men, right? So if you are in a situation of your life where you're presently standing before mean men, you can go to the level of standing before kings. But to do that, you need to be industrious. You need to be industrious, right? And one other thing I want to comment on is, with regards to being industrious is, again, I said that, some people live idle lives. But another problem is some people, they live lives where they spend so much of their time in meaningless activities and pursuits, right? Meaningless activities and pursuits. You see them, you ask them, wow, okay, 24 hours in a day. What did you do? Okay, I slept for 8 hours. Fine, that's okay. Okay, the remaining 16 hours, what did you do? Well, I spent 5 hours on social media. I spent 4 hours watching these streaming services and everything. That's not being industrious. That's not being industrious. So their time may be filled with activity, but a lot of those activities are useless activities. Again, that is not being industrious. Industry is making the best use of your time in activities that are productive for your future and eternity-driven. Eternity-driven, right? That should be the main focus of your day, right? So again, I'm encouraging you, try to make your time, the times and seasons you have in your life as high yield as possible, right? Trim away all the fat from your life. All those meaningless activities, trim them away, right? You want your life to be enriched for valuable activities, for activities that have an eternal focus, right? And I will encourage you, I really love this strong statement by Paul. He said, those unwilling to work will not get to eat, right? He's basically saying that one of the facets of being industrious is just being responsible, right? You want to eat, you want to enjoy good things in life, you need to be ready to work. You need to be ready to be responsible. Again, it's very unfortunate, but we live in a world where people do not want to take responsibility for anything anymore. They want someone else to be making decisions for them. They want someone else to be providing all their needs. They want someone else to tell them this. They want someone else to do this for them. Again, I'm not going to go deep on this, but basically what I'm saying is we live in a world where responsibility is slowly, it's not even slowly, it's rapidly becoming a lost consideration for many people. Many people don't want to take responsibility. They don't want to take responsibility for their spiritual lives. Let me tell you this, you have a big responsibility for if you make heaven or not. It's literally based on you making the right decisions and doing the right things in accordance with the word of God, right? In terms of your children, right? Let's say you're a parent. God has given you children. You have responsibility for those kids. You literally have responsibility for those kids, right? You have responsibility for those kids. God gave you those kids for a reason, okay? God gave you those kids for a reason. God did not give you those kids for you to be an absentee parent, for you to let technology be the thing raising your kids. You need to be industrious. If not, your kids will not turn out well. And if they do not turn out well, it's a reflection on poor parenting. It's not their fault. It is your fault as a parent. You chose to not be industrious. You chose to not take. You want to eat, but you don't want to work. You need to be industrious in raising your kids. Or your financial future. What are you doing concerning your financial future? You see some people, they're dependent that, this government authority or whatever will be the thing that will foot my bills in the future. Again, I'm not saying you cannot, let the government help me. But you need to take responsibility. In the Bible, the Egyptians, they took responsibility for their financial futures by saving in the present, by being prudent in the present. So that when the world famine happened, they were not left holding the bag. But you see people, they just don't want to take responsibility. Even marriage. Marriage is a responsibility. Remaining faithful to your wife is a responsibility. So I'm encouraging you. If you've heard from the path, and don't get me wrong, I'm also preaching to myself. Hey, I make mistakes. I make mistakes all the time myself, right? But I'm encouraging you today. One facet of being industrious is just taking responsibility. Take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for your future, right? God has given you authority and power to do what is right, to be responsible, to be industrious. And as you do those things, all will be well with you in the name of Jesus. Now, one last thing I will say here is one area where you can take responsibility in life is surrendering your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has already paid the price for you on the cross by being nailed to the cross and dying for your sins. But now it's left to you to say, okay, I'm going to accept that gift of righteousness. I'm going to accept that gift of salvation. You have to take that responsibility. Jesus is not going to force himself on you. So if you want to take that first step today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I am a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. I believe you shed your blood and died on the cross to set me free. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me, Lord, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. I pray, Lord, for the grace to be industrious. Give us the grace to stop idling about. Give us the grace to number our days so that we can apply wisdom to our days to get the most possible out of the days you have given unto us. Help us, O Lord, to trim away the fat, to get rid of those things in our lives that do not glorify your name, all those meaningless activities. Give us the grace to be eternity focused in our thoughts, in our words, and in our actions, in the way we handle our day, in the way we use our time. Give us the grace, O Lord, to be responsible, to take responsibility concerning our homes, our marriages, our calling, everything, our raising our children. Help us, O God, to be responsible. And your word says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. That is, take responsibility for the way you live your life as a child of God. So, Lord, please give us the grace to be wise. Give us the grace to do your will. And as we do so, Lord, let us make heaven. And let your kingdom mandate be established. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, for those that said the prayer of salvation, again, congratulations, you're a child of God. I need you to do two things. One, find the Bible. Again, you got to start taking responsibility. You need to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So find the Bible. Find the translation you understand. I really love the New Living Translation. Read it. Do what it says. You can start from the book of John. It'll tell you all about the love of God. But take responsibility and do what it says. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Secondly, find a Bible-believing church. Again, notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. If you read through the Bible, especially like in Matthew 24 and many other parts of Scripture, you'll notice that in the last days, there are going to be many churches. But those churches, it's literally, the Bible has literally predicted this. There are many places that call themselves Church of God or something. But no, they're actually churches that preach things that are contrary to the Word of God. There are churches that try to adjust to the present times. You know, they try to, let's adjust so that we can, you know, we can keep up with the present times. So they adjust away from the Word of God. That's not a place you want to be. So you want to be in a place that preaches the true, pure, undiluted Word of God. There are certain churches where certain messages are not preached anymore because, I don't want to be offensive to the congregation. That's not a place you want to be. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. It's a wonderful church, but there are also many wonderful churches around the world. Okay, so just spend time fellowshipping with other believers. Do what God's word says. Read his word. Meditate on his word. Do it. And if you want a more foundation in terms of a person, if you've just given your life to Christ, I will encourage you to check out some podcasts I made on the basic responsibilities of a believer. Just, you know, do a search on the website or do a Google search, even basic responsibilities of the believer, divine intervention, life lessons. And you can pick those up and listen to them. It's like a 5-6 part series, but it will introduce you to the basic things you need to do as a new child of God. So thank you for listening to me. Have a wonderful weekend. I'll see you in the next podcast. God bless you. Bye for now. Thank you.